What about, for instance, the one fellow who called us before 10 o'clock tonight and mentioned Cheyenne Mountain in Wyoming and the fact that they observed three lights? Do the UFOs normally travel in groups or single?
Well, more of them are seen single. The ones in groups usually fly in some type of formation. However, I might say this, when you talk about lighted objects, here again, you don't have one that's lighted so that everybody can see it. It doesn't appear that they really want this. The lights on them may be very small. They don't appear to light up the whole disc, for instance, except in some cases. So it appears that they don't really want to go to a lot of trouble to be seen. Now again, they can travel on an airway, but those small lights, and they can be lost in the shuffle, you might say. And the earlier cases with airlines were on the airways. So here we could have many, many UFOs flying on airways that would never be noticed by anybody that's used to seeing aircraft fly by.
Well, and here's another case. If we are saying that these whoever they are more intelligent than we and capable of higher technology, wouldn't they obviously have the ability to say, well, hey, their airplanes fly down there with a red and a green and a white light on them. We'll do the same thing.
I think that's what you have. There have been some studies about UFOs, and quite a few of them do fall on airways. So it looks like they are using our omnidirectional beacons to navigate, and this would be less conspicuous. If they used their own navigation methods, they'd probably stand out like a sore thumb.
The number is 477-8811. Good evening. You're on WGBS.
Hello. Joe, first of all, I'd like to say I really enjoy your show. It's long overdue because you certainly stir controversy now and then.
Thank you.
I listen about every night on my way home from work. Okay, I'm pretty much a born skeptic, and I for years thought, well, UFOs probably don't exist, and at least I thought, man, it's unlikely. The lady I used to be married to one night sighted one in Gibson County at point-blank range, and it was about half a mile from where we lived, and she raced to the house and told me about it, and we went back, but it was gone. It left the area at high speed. It was hovering right over a T in the road as she approached it, so it was within 100 feet and made no noise, so there was no chance it was a helicopter, any known type of aircraft. As to the question that arose about reading material, the case of Betty and Barney Hill was pretty well documented in a book called The Interrupted Journey, and that might be of use to some people.
Yeah, that's a very good book to read.
Yeah, I think it was stuck to the facts. It didn't spin any yarns. It didn't do anything to damage the credibility that some other publications may have had, some that you've recently discussed this evening. It did document pretty well some hard-to-understand occurrences. That's about all the input I had. It's very interesting, though, and I wish you could dedicate possibly more evenings to discussions of such things.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
We'll endeavor to do that.
Okay. Hope your cold's better, too, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
The number is 477-8811. We are talking with Francis Ridge, a UFO investigator. He lives right here. He's your neighbor in Posey County, and he is the public relations director for Kendra Oil. He has been involved in UFO investigations for some 23 years, and only one true sighting that you can call a true sighting of a UFO in the whole time you've been looking for them.
That's right. Most people think if you go out and spend a lot of time looking, you can find something like this. It is, I would say, they're rare to a certain extent, and you would expect that. Now, you've got quite a bit of people seeing aircraft and stars and planets and weather balloons and this type of thing, and those we're not too concerned about.
477-8811. Good evening. You're on WGBF.
Yes, I'd like to ask the gentleman if any astronauts have ever sighted any UFOs.
The answer to that is yes. There is a big controversy, however, on how many have. Some publications have made up quite a few of the stories. But McDivitt's case was an actual case. McDivitt saw the object, photographed it, claims to this day, and even on the Dick Cavett show, that the picture that was developed was not of the object that he took and was not part of an expendable part of the spacecraft. There have been some sightings by the astronauts from jet fighters before they became astronauts. But other than that, I better be careful. There's been quite a few write-ups in some of your pulp magazines about incidents that really have not been substantiated.
Okay, the reason I was wondering, it was some time ago, I don't remember exactly which flight it was, but the astronauts were, I don't know if it was one of the ones where they were going to the moon or just one, but I remember one of them had said something about seeing one, and then it seemed like the whole thing was hushed up. I don't know if I caught it on the news or if I read it in the paper, but anyway, all of a sudden there was no more said about it. So I was, you know, just wondering.
Well, there are rumors abound, and some of these things are very difficult to check out, and I really wouldn't be able to say too much there.
Is NASA taking the same attitude as the Air Force did?
Officially, yes. However, NASA, there's a team of scientists from NASA that work for us, and they call themselves, well, Project Visit, Vehicle Internal Systems Investigation Team, and they're working on the propulsion methods, but unofficially. So they are, at least they're not suppressing them in any way.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling my time. 477-8811. Good evening, you're on WGBF.
Yeah, I want to kind of set you up with a question, and then I'll hang up and let you answer it.
Okay.
You was talking earlier about